G'day, this is Patty and Rob Palmer. It is Wednesday, the 18th of November, and thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Ah, yes, indeed, and thank you, Adam Crouch, for your word on the New South Wales state budget.
Also, there is a super schooner which is available very soon and no longer...
Yeah, but you need three friends.
That's right. No longer will you be spilling any more drinks.
Oh, and of course, State of Origin tonight.
The decider.
A legend of Origin.
Peter's calling! Take your hat off to the man! He has been everywhere!
A Parramatta hero.
Crucial if you want to win a championship.
He represented his country.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the post, try number two.
The Central Coast own, Peter Sterling, talking all things State of Origin. The all-new D-Max will have you talking. See it now at Central Coast by Zuzu Ute Gosford.
Pete, that intro will never wear thin on you, mate.
Never.
Never.
Morning, guys. At least, Paddy, you're used to that abuse.
So. Yeah.
I know.
That is right.
Over the last few years, Pete, over the last few years.
I tell you what, though, Pete, when I heard Palaszczuk was opening the stadium to 50,000 screaming Queenslanders, I thought, this has nothing to do with politics. She just wants to beat New South Wales. What do you make of all of a sudden filling the stadium with Queenslanders? It changes the scope, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly creates a different atmosphere to what the New South Wales players were facing at one stage there. We can't get in, but we have to actually stay in New South Wales to do the game tonight. So we rely on the Queensland boys to do the heavy lifting tonight and the coverage. But to have a full stadium there, yeah, it's a whole different atmosphere. And obviously, you know, history tells us it's how difficult it is for New South Wales. They've only won two deciders there in 40 years. And we have to go back to, 2005 and 1994 for that to be the case. So boys looking to create their own history in this game.
Pete, how many State of Origin matches did you play in?
What did I play? 13, I think.
Mate, what is it like compared to grand finals that you played? How would you rate State of Origin?
Yeah, it's a good question. Difficult to compare the two. I guess because you don't play as many grand finals generally as you do State of Origins. Probably the grand finals are a little bit more special. But look, you know, you've got plenty of people in the crowd who don't like you. You've got plenty who are in your corner type thing. Really, just as a player, you're running out there just to soak up that atmosphere and enjoy it and not be intimidated by it. And that's, you know, that's really the job for New South Wales tonight is to go up there and, you know, not worry about what's happened in the past up there, not worry about what the record is. Just go up there and enjoy it because as a player, you know, those kind of atmospheres don't come along too often.
No. How close did you get, Pete, to being able to go up and call the game? Like, was this something that you'd be disappointed not being able to be there? Does it affect the way you do your job tonight?
No, not really, no. It's, look, yeah, you know, it's disappointing, obviously, because, as I say, Origin's special because there aren't many of them. I had to go and get the COVID test done, and had to chase up my immunisation records to show that I'd had a flu shot and all of those kind of things. But in the end, we were told that we weren't going to be allowed in, so yeah. We'll just enjoy it for what it is tonight. And like I say, it's about time some of the Queensland boys, Fatty and Jonathan Thurston and Lockie and that, actually did a little bit of work and bloody carry.
Exactly, exactly. How many points do you reckon a maroon rinse in the stadium is going to afford Queensland? Like, it's because the crowd is an advantage, isn't it?
Well, look, it helps. No doubt about that. But like I say, in New South Wales, you know, this is a really special time, you know, to go up there and play in this kind of game because you don't get to play in these very often. So the big problem for New South Wales for me coming into this game, it's not the crowd, it's the travel. That's going to be the difficult thing. I know the players have had to put up with it during the course of the season, but, you know, it's a really difficult thing for players who are used to in the way they prepare the games and creatures of habit type thing. To fly up there and then have a fair bit of downtime and then, you know, be ready to go. And it's you know, for Queenslanders, if they have an advantage tonight, I don't think it's necessarily the crowd. It's the fact that it's a home game for them and they don't have to worry too much about, you know, the travel aspect of it.
Pete, after Josh Adokar's sensational performance in State of Origin number 2, will Queensland focus in on him a bit more? I know he's out on the wing, but he was dominant last week.
We scored, I think he's the first player to score doubles in consecutive games. So we scored 2 in the first game loss and 2 last week. Look, you know, he has to be watched. When you've got his speed, you have an impact on the opposition straight away. You know, obviously he'll feature in their tip sheet. Nathan Cleary and Cody Walker kicked beautifully, you know, to take advantage of that speed, and it's something that Queensland will have discussed and, you know, have a plan, you know, under Wayne Bennett. He knows, you know, these situations very, very well. But, you know, if you occupy too much time on Josh Adokar, then someone else is going to, you know, Jack White will hurt you, or, you know, someone else in the side will. But, yeah. You know, the speed that, when you've got speed like him, you know, you have an impact on the opposition even before you touch the football.
Okay, all right, still mate, here we go. Now, we need to hear it. How much
are
New South Wales going to win by?
Like I always say in these situations, one is enough.
One is enough. But you reckon New South Wales are a shoo-in? Not, you wouldn't put the house on it, though.
Oh, no, look, you know, we know from game one how, you know, good this Queensland side can be if you allow them to, you know, get into the game and get their confidence up. But you know, the thing for New South Wales is to be able to emulate what they did in game 2, you know, to reproduce that. Can all the players, you know, contribute the way they did? And I think that they can. So I think New South Wales win tonight. I don't think it'll be anywhere like the margin we saw in game 2. But it's a great chance for, like I say, for New South Wales to just create their own little bit of history, to defy, you know, what's happened in the past, and to be remembered as one of those teams that were able to go to Suncorp Stadium or to go to Brisbane, go to Queensland, and win a series.
Well, this is your last match for the year. I know you want the Rugby League Christmas special to come up. I know you're champing at the bit for that, but we'll make this your last one.
Mate, you know, I love my holidays and I'm good at them. It's about time I came around.
All right, Sterlo. Thanks very much. Nice talking to you over the State of Origin series, and good call. Are you doing it from your lounge room?
No, I'll be in the Channel 9 studios with everybody else. So I hope everybody enjoys it tonight, and I hope the better team wins. And I've got a feeling that just might be the Blues.
All right, thanks,
go
Pete.
Well, Sterlo. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Peter Bye. Sterling from Channel 9, and we did that all thanks to Central Coast Isuzu Ute Gosford, home to the all-new D-Mac. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, how are you, Robert?
Going well.
Too bad.
In pub news.
Yes. Oh, in pub news.
Yeah, pub news.
What happened?
Well, how many schooners do you reckon you can carry at once? It gets difficult once you get more than 3, right?
3. Yeah.
Well, once you get 3 more than that, and you're risking.
Right? Smash.
I tried to carry 5 once, 4 with one in the middle as like a sandwich beer.
Yeah. Use pressure to hold it in.
That's right. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Don't suggest it. But what they've done, introducing the super schooner.
Oh, what's a super schooner?
The super schooner is 4. I'm going to show you a picture, Patty.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, that is brilliant.
The schooner. It is 4 carefully designed schooner glasses that combine together to make one massive glass.
They're like wedges, but in the...
It's like a pie chart, isn't it? When you look at the top, it's a one giant schooner that's cut into 4.
Like a triangle with a curve on one side.
Oh, mate, it's called a quarter of a circle, right?
Yeah.
Like a pie chart, and you've cut it into 4.
Trivial Pursuit. You remember we're playing Trivial Pursuit?
Yes. Except it was 1 of 8.
Yeah, that's right.
These are down to 4. Right. So anyway, so what you do is you get all 4 of them. It's $28. So it's not just one schooner divided by 4. It's a massive schooner. Yeah. And it is divided by 4 and it's $7 a go.
Yeah.
So if there's 4 of you at the table, you pay $7 each, you get a mega schooner and you can just carry it over. They're launching it at the Vic on the Park in Sydney for the 3rd and final State of Origin game.
That is really...
$28. And if it goes off, you might start... I reckon we'll see these on the Central Coast before you know it.
That is really good. That is really good.
All you got to do is find 3 mates to have a beer with you and you'll be right.
Gee, that's where I... that's my shortfall. And you had a crack yesterday, Mr. Palmer, talking about the New South Wales state budget, which was delivered. And we're talking about how it came out in the tally, about $100 worth of out and about vouchers per adult. And this is throughout Central Coast, but also New South Wales, to support local cafes, restaurants, tourism sites and cultural attractions. And this This come out of the word, the mouth of you, Mr. Palmer.
And while you're spending it, just say thanks to your kids because they're going to be paying for it.
Oh, he's a demon. Hey. Anyway, we have got state number four, Terrigal, Adam Crouch with us. Hey, Crouchy.
Don't shoot me down, Crouchy.
Morning, Paddy. Good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. How dare he? I'm there. What a great stimulus that the New South Wales government announced yesterday. That was just one of the many things, and he's shooting it down, mate.
Oh, look, everyone's allowed to have a crack, Paddy, even Rob. Now, it's all good. And how's old mate from Empire Bay? I mean, seriously, it's go the Blues. I mean,
Shane.
So was Shane legit when he rang in to apologise?
No.
He was simply, he just got confused and he said Queensland when he actually meant New South Wales.
No, Shane from Empire Bay rang earlier on this morning. He, one eye's blue, the other one's blue, and this is what he said.
Go Queensland.
That's just shocking. Absolutely shocking. If I'm out door knocking in Empire Bay and catch up with Shane, I'd say, mate, go to Blues. Come on, you bad
mate. Mate, look, listen, Curtis, he's getting enough heat from his workmates right now. He doesn't need you joining the bandwagon.
He'll be doing the walk of shame into the office today, won't he?
Oh, he's already done it. Hey, mate, I think it's a good idea. $100 worth of out and about vouchers per adult. Now, are there restrictions which we will, get it online if we want very soon?
Yeah, look, you can get it online, Phil, is exactly right. It's four lots of 25. It's a fantastic initiative. You know, this will, as you said earlier, Paddy, look, this is what we can spend at our local cafes and our restaurants, cultural attractions. And look, we know, especially leading into Christmas, the Central Coast is going to be one of the most visited places in New South Wales. We're seeing the numbers already increasing all the time with everybody wanting to come to the coast because it's close to Sydney and, more importantly, it's safe. So, you know, all of these businesses have done the right thing, have got their COVID safe app, got their QR code. You'll be able to go in and spend your $25 and then go in and spend your $25 and your $25 and your $25. So, but that's money back in the pocket of small business guys, and that stimulus is so important. I mean, we saw how everyone's embraced the active kids and the creative kids rebate, and Rob, I'm sure your kids have probably got that. And look, it's a great initiative, and this puts our money straight back into the pocket of small business who have done it very tough but have also pivoted and adjusted really quickly to difficult circumstances over the last few months.
Yep. I was not going to pay what Rob Palmer said yesterday like this.
And while you're spending it, just say thanks to your kids because they're going to be paying for it.
There we go. Well,
who is going to pay for it, Crouchy?
Well, look, Rob, that's a really good point. It's a good question. And look, the great news is because we're good economic managers, we're going to have the budget back in surplus by 2024. So, look, at the end of the day, if your kids are turning 18 before 2024, they might be paying for a little bit of in their tax. But other than that, the plan is to have the budget back in surplus by 2024. So, the thing is, guys, we've got to make sure we push through on all these economic levers, keep delivering infrastructure from one end of the coast to the other. You know, there's $17 million worth of maintenance upgrades to social and affordable housing on the coast, which is great for local tradies. There's almost every train station is getting multi-million dollar upgrades at the moment. And again, that's stuff we have to do for our thousands of commuters. So look, it's a really good budget. It's an excellent budget considering how difficult the times have been.
When you say this construction work, Crouchy, what, though, are there many local tradies that will get these jobs?
Oh, look, 100%, Paddy. I mean, I was just overdoing a topping out ceremony last week at an affordable housing project in West Gosford being constructed by North. Every tradie on site was a local, and you know, almost 100 people working on that site right at the moment. And that's going to be delivering housing for some of our most vulnerable on the Central Coast. So we're seeing that with school upgrades. The schools obviously at Wombrell and Terrigal, they were all local tradies. So all this stimulus that we've been putting in to build all of these infrastructure projects, whether it be our roads or our hospitals or our schools, these are locals picking up the work, which is brilliant for the coast, which means they also don't have to travel down the F3/M1 every day to go to work.
How are the jobless rates looking on the coast compared to what everyone's saying, that there was massive unemployment as a result of COVID? Are things getting better on the Central Coast?
Yeah, look, we've been really lucky, Rob. The Central Coast has fared very, very well during COVID. We've seen a lot of people obviously pivoting, lots of people working from home. So the situation on the Central Coast hasn't been as dire as, say, inner city Sydney. I mean, if you go around Sydney, it's like a morgue, where if you're walking around the Central Coast, there's a lot of activity. So because I said, people have got a better quality of life at the moment. They've been working from home, so they're getting to spend more time with the kids and their partners. So look, the Central Coast really has been lucky. And, I mean, you can see that by just trying to, if you doing it, trying to find a rental property at the moment, it's a bit tough because people are saying, hey, the Central Coast is a great place to live. And when they come up here, they decide to stay. So, yeah, go on.
And what about first home buyers? There was something in yesterday's budget for them as well, wasn't it?
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, stamp duty. It's the bane of every first home buyer's life. And really pleased that the government's putting on the table the discussion about stamp duty. So moving forward, there's an opportunity for everyone to have their say about what they think about stamp duty. And I'm pretty sure I know what everyone's answer is going to be on that. Because, again, that can be that barrier to buying that first home or changing homes or downsizing or upsizing because it's a lot of money. So, you know, if we can move forward and get a better outcome with stamp duty, again, it's going to be a great outcome long-term for home buyers.
Now, if you buy, because the stamp duty thing was that instead of paying 35-odd grand for your stamp duty in one hit, you pay it, you know, as a land tax type of thing over a series of years. What if you were to buy a house and 3 years later you sell and move on to something else? Something's gone well for you. Do you escape that stamp duty and you've only paid a few thousand dollars in those first 2 years?
No, look, my understanding is that even though it's deferred, the debt will still carry over, but it's still a deferred debt rather than a big lump in one go. And
right.
And so I know when we moved, I mean, I looked at my stamp duty and almost fell off my chair, but, you know, it's just like, because it doesn't make you feel good about moving house when you're paying that money. So look, I think it's a great initiative, and I really commend the Treasurer for putting it on the table. I mean, this is that reform we've got to look at having moving forward. But, you know, the other thing is in just $100 worth of vouchers, you know, you've got 15 hours of free preschool for another year. I mean, that's a great bonus to everybody who's got kids going to preschool at the moment. You know, the free tutoring at every public school on the Central Coast. These are great initiatives. Yeah. This year has been so tough, especially for our students. And we're learning a lot. I mean, there's no, as we were saying before, when I've been on with you guys, there's no rule book about COVID. But in addition to that, we've still got all these multi-million dollar upgrade projects from one end of the coast to the other, which is brilliant. $111 million in this year's budget to keep working on Wyong Hospital. I mean, $111 million, that's a huge amount of funding.
Good money. And just quickly before we go, Rob wants to know, too embarrassed to ask, how does he get those $100 worth of out and about vouchers? Oh, what website does he have to go to?
I'm not taking your working around money.
Mate, you just have to log on to Service New South Wales. Right. I mean, what a great initiative. Log on to Service New South Wales, Rob, and I'm sure they'll be able to look after you with those $100 worth of out and about vouchers.
Okay.
Right, money for jam.
All right.
Are we going to be able to catch up before Christmas?
Look, we can't go and do our stay this year at the Nora Head Lighthouse, but it's booked in for next year to see how haunted it is, okay?
I am so looking forward to it. We could be like the Ghost Hunters, you know, the Ghost Hunters Central Coast Division.
Yes,
I reckon they'll be awesome. And look, guys, really appreciate the opportunity to come on this morning and talk about the budget because, look, as I said, it's been a really tough year and this is a very, very good budget, all things considered.
Good on you, Crouchy. And Paddy hasn't said it yet, but he's actually scared of the dark, and so he'll be very close to you when we're at Nora Headlight.
Mate, he can bring his nightlight with him.
I'll be bringing more than that. Adam Crouch, State Member for Terrigal, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Look, the cash cannon went off again yesterday, the New South Wales budget to kick the Central Coast economy into gear. $100 worth of out-and-about vouchers. I'm loving this. Anything free. That's
I know you are. You're going to be the guy that goes to the cafe and asks if he can have just half a coffee because he's only got $1.85 left on his voucher.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Give me $1.50 worth of chips, even though it's got $5 on the sign. Give me $1.50. But the government have implemented so many other measures, especially for the Central Coast. Highway upgrade, $3.1 million for the planning of an upgrade of Mann's Road at West Gosford. Thank you. Between Stockyard Place and Arara Creek Road. Doesn't that need it? And all these other upgrades, we're going to speak to Crouchy about it later on this morning, but the forum is, now you reckon over there, Mr. Flag, and I call him Flag because one day he goes one way, one day he swings the next. You don't know from what day to the next which way he's going to go.
Hey, listen, I just call it as I see it on the day, and if that should change, occasionally, so be it.
So, are they spending?
Does it smell good? Yes, it smells good. Or maybe it doesn't smell so good.
So,
the chicken in the fridge is beautiful on one day, but 4 days later you open the fridge and it smells rotten.
What do you think about the budget? Should we stop spending? Is enough enough, according to Rob Palmer?
Good day, Deb, from your miner.
Good morning, boys, and how are we today?
Not too bad,
fabulous. Thank you. How are you travelling?
Really good, New South Wales, but that's not what I'm talking about.
No.
It's about the vouchers for the food.
Yeah, $100 worth of out and about vouchers. What are your thoughts?
Great idea, but I did read last night, you've got to have a smartphone to download them. What about all the oldies that don't have a phone? What are they going to do?
Oh,
I thought you could go online and you can download the vouchers that way as well.
But if you don't have a computer or internet like my sister.
Well, you're not long in this world if you don't have either.
Well, you know what? If you don't have either, get your sister, being you, to print them off. So if anyone wants any of those vouchers printed off, go and see Deb at your minor. Now, her address is along Australia Avenue.
Yeah, open an office, Deb.
Line up. Come on down.
First turn right, and that's Deb's joint.
Bottom of the line.
All right, Deb, I do understand. Thank you for that.
Have a good one. Bye.
See you. Bye. We have got Billy from Baddow Bay.
Morning, Billy.
G'day, Billy.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you think about the government spending?
I think we should spend more.
Rightio. What's the reasoning?
What's the reasoning is we're all working hard during this so-called pandemic, and why can't they spend money on it?
Well, see, tight ass Palmer believes we have to now tighten our belt.
The money's got to come from somewhere. Like, they're not just spending money on us that they have. They're borrowing money to spend so that people can.
But it's for infrastructure.
Have more.
It's bloody good. It's getting the Central Coast working, man.
A Vegemite sandwich for free.
That's the way I say it. Sorry, I think Mr. Palmer sounds a bit liberal and wants to tighten the budget.
He's very liberal. He's a Scott Morrison stooge. That's what he's been employed.
You, Paddy. He does sound like that every morning on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe, like, with the stuff they're doing on the roads, with all the $100 worth of out vouchers, people start spending money. That's what we want.
I like spending in a fashion that promotes work and getting the economy back to where it needs to be, but to overspend just creates debt that we have to service. Isn't that right?
No, don't worry. The government can pay for it somehow. Yeah.
Thank you, Billy. I agree with you there, mate.
Good on you, Billy. All right, Billy. Thank you, mate.
See you, mate. Good on you, Billy. There's the money, Kenneth.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?